But God is. Yeah. So today, as you have noticed from all the singing that we've done,
如果今天你注意的话,
yeah, the theme for today is holiness.
今天我们的主题是圣洁,
you know, becoming holy as people of God.
作为神的子民,
and sometimes holiness is a difficult concept.
有的时候圣洁可能是一个非常难以理解的概念。
It's like, you know, I am of that one generation of Chinese people that still, you know, according to the genealogy, each generation in their name, the male members of the family has the same middle character, Chinese character.
如果有些人你们是有家谱的话，你知道有一种我们上一代有个文化，就是我们所有这个家族的人呢，同一代的话，那个中间的那个，如果你的名字是三个字，你中间那个字都是一样的。
yeah, 所以我的中文名字是潘黎斌。
That's why Pastor Ricky is in the middle of his name, the center character means politeness.
Yeah, 我的弟弟的名叫潘黎娇。
And for his brother, he shares the same character.
换句话说，这个字“黎”可以代表我这个人。
In other words, that character can simplify what kind of person that he would be.
但是你叫我怎么样解释，就很难解释这个“黎”的对我的意思啊。
But if you ask me personally, how does that character apply to me? That would be very difficult.
所以，同样对神来说，圣洁是。 神可以说是他完完全全的这个他的性格。
Similarly, this holiness is actually the same character here that applies to God.
但是我们是属于神的呢？
But we belong to God.
我们也是圣洁的。
And we are holy for that reason.
You know, because in 1 Peter 2nd chapter verse 9 it says,
因为在彼得前书二章九节这里这么讲,
that you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类, 是有君尊的祭司, 是圣洁的国度, 是属神的子民。
We are a holy nation.
我们是圣洁的国度。
And what is the purpose of such a holy nation?
那个圣洁的国度的目的是什么?
That's to declare the praises of Him, of the Holy One who called you, me, out of darkness into His wonderful or excellent light.
就是那宣扬那照我们出黑暗进入奇妙光明者的美德和卓越性。
And as I said, holiness is very hard to describe or explain.
就像我刚说的，圣洁很难去描述出来。
But when Isaiah the prophet had a vision,
但是先知以赛亚曾经有一个先知以赛亚的意象，有一个意象。
And you know, in chapter 6,
在第六章里面。
No, he saw the Lord God seated on a throne, high and exalted.
他看见主坐在高高的宝座上。
Okay, am I pointing? See this one.
Uh-oh.
All right. Did I miss something here?
Okay.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay. Go back a few more. And then when Isaiah saw that vision of Lord God sitting high on that throne.
当以赛亚看到那个意象中神在宝座上高高的势力的时候,
and around that throne were seraphs or angels.
在他坐的那个宝座旁边有天使在旁边。
You know, they have six wings each.
每个天使有六个翅膀。
Two covering their faces.
两个翅膀用来遮脸,
two, they cover their feet.
两个翅膀用来遮脚,
and two, they use for flying.
两个翅膀用来飞翔,
and they were flying around this vision that Isaiah saw.
在以赛亚的意象当中, 这些天使就是不停地在其中飞来飞去。
And in the same way, the Apostle John, when he received the vision,
同样的, 在使徒约翰, 他看见他自己的意象的时候,
and they, you know, he saw, you know, the four living creatures with six wings.
他看见四活物各有六个翅膀,
and they never, day and night, stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
他们昼夜不住地说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
That is a picture of the holiness of God that we must keep in mind all the time.
这就是我们脑子里面应该永远都有的主是多么圣洁的一个画像。
So as we are coming before the throne of God today,
今天我们来到主的宝座面前。
We think of His awesomeness.
我们想到，我们想他的荣美。
Along with His goodness.
他的美好。
How many of younger people have read the book called The Chronicles of Narnia?
我们当中的小朋友有谁看过《纳尼亚传奇》这本书
？Okay, little Sarah read it. If you haven't, and also
Joanne 看过
，Joanne
看过。
If you haven't done so, that would be a good book to read, even if you.
如果当中我们有无论大人小孩，你们没有看过《纳尼亚传奇》的话，我会推荐大家都去看一下。
Even for big kids, right? Like Carrie here. And we know that these children's stories are by C.S. Lewis are really a way to convey who Jesus is to young children.
我们知道，卢易斯写这个《纳尼亚传奇》，他是尝试在用儿童的口吻给小孩子们讲清楚救恩以及耶稣这么一个故事。
And the character, which is a lion that really represents Christ,
在
《
纳尼亚传奇》里面，其中的那个狮子，那只狮子叫阿斯兰，它就是代表了耶稣。
And then one of the children asked a question.
在整本书里面，有一个小孩，他问了一个问题。
This lion, this Aslan.
他说：“这只狮子，这个阿斯兰
，Is he safe？
他危险吗
？Because he, she saw, how mighty, how ferocious, he seems, the king of beasts.
因为我们都知道，狮子作为万兽之王，都是给人感觉非常的威风凛凛。
And the answer she got was, of course, he's not safe.
但是
God is not safe.
但是这小孩他得到的回答就是，他当然不是那种，他当然是有点危险的啦。
Jesus is not safe.
耶稣是有点危险的，神是有点危险的。
After all,
但是
He's God,
他是神，
Holy God.
他是圣洁的神。
But praise God, He is good.
赞美他，因为他是个美好的神。
So when you come before the Lord.
所以今天我们来到神的面前。
It's okay to say God is good all the time.
我们可以说神永远都是好的。
But He's also awesome, majestic.
但是我们也要知道他是充满了尊贵和荣美的。
Holy, all
圣洁的。
In fact, when Jesus calmed the storm,
其实当耶稣平静风浪的时候。
And the disciples on that little boat saw a little bit about Jesus, which made them, experience that Jesus is not all that safe.
当时船上的门徒们就大大的惧怕，他们也发现哦，原来耶稣也是有点危险的。
Yeah, they were in fact afraid.
他们很惧怕。
That who is this?
他们说这到底是谁
？Even the wind and the storm listened to him.
连风和海也听从了他。
And also, when Jesus took the three disciples, John, Peter, and James, up to the mountain,
而且当时耶稣把三个门徒彼得、约翰、雅各带到山上去的时候
，and to reveal to them a little of His glory,
他在山上变相的时候，给三个门徒展现了出来他荣耀的一小部分。
The disciples were terrified; they fell to the ground.
门徒们看见了，十分恐惧，他们都俯伏在地。
They saw the holiness, the awesomeness of God.
他们看见了神的荣美和神的美好。
But Jesus was good.
他们看见的耶稣是多么美好。
He's not safe, but He's good.
耶稣是有点危险的，但是他们也知道耶稣是美好的。
Sprawled on the ground, face down on the ground, Jesus came to Peter, to James, to John, and touched them. Touched them.
门徒看见俯伏在地，极其害怕，耶稣就前来摸他们。
Only after he touched them did he say, "Get up, don't be afraid."
耶稣在摸他们的时候说：“起来，不要害怕。”
I am not safe, but I'm good.
我是有一点危险的，但是你要记得我是美好的。
What does this have to do with us? What does the holiness of God has to do with us?
那么神的圣洁跟我们有什么联系呢？
Paul said to all, when he wrote Romans, all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗在罗马书一章七节里面这么写，他说：“我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱、奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩典平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。”
Saints simply means you, the holy ones.
这里的圣徒其实指的就是众人。
You and I occupy the position of being the holy ones of the holy God.
你和我都算作是这个圣人当中的一份子。
And how do we live as a holy nation?
那我们怎么样才可以像是圣洁的国度那样，大家在一起有圣洁的生活呢？
There's an example in the book of Genesis, chapter 13.
在创世纪十三章里面，其中有一个例子，我想跟大家分享。
And remember of Abraham and his, you know, his nephew Lot were, you know, in the same place, and there was not enough room for both of their families and their herds.
如果你记得的话，当时这里面讲到就是罗德跟亚伯兰，他们当时都在同一个地、同一块地上面生活，但是因为这块地太小了，他们没有办法容纳是他们两家的仆人以及家眷。
Yeah, even though Abraham was the elder, he told Lot, "You go ahead and pick the, you know, the land you want first."
虽然说亚伯兰是长辈，但是他跟罗德说，你来先选，你选择一个你想去的地方。
So the Bible says Lot chose the plain towards Sodom.And Gomorrah.
圣经里面就记载了说，罗德住在了平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，去到了索多玛、俄摩拉那块地方。
Which at that time was probably the you know most unholiest cities in that area.
当时罗德去到那块地方，可以算是当时是在最不圣洁的、最乱的地方。
Idolatry, moral corruption.
道德的败落、淫乱。
But then Lot chose to get closer.And closer to Sodom.
但是罗德还是选择了去到那边，渐渐离那块地方。
Until one day he actually sat, you know, with the city fathers at the gate of you know, Sodom. He has become part of them.
直到有一天，罗德完完全全进入到索多玛、俄摩拉城邑当中。
But Abraham went the other way.
但是亚伯兰他却走了另外一边。
He stayed in Canaan.
他留在了迦南。
He built altars for God.
他在迦南地为神 建起了祭祀的地方。
This is a lovely passage from Hebrews.
在希伯来书里面，其中有一段很好的记载。
About Abraham's faith.
其中就说到了亚伯兰的信心。
And what it means to live a life of holiness.
那到底过出一个圣洁的生活是什么样的意思？
Not going along with the rest of the world.
不是说我们要像世界的每一个人一样。
By faith, Abraham he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷。
Eugene, Oregon, Tract Town.
在我们这个城市非常出名的是，我们每年都会有一年一度的田径运动会。
Yeah, home of the Mighty Ducks.
而且我们有非常好的橄榄球队
Much to be desired for
很多人都喜欢我们这个地方
But to Abraham He's like a stranger In Eugene, Oregon
但是如果你不是土生土长在这里的人你可能会觉得这像是一个异地
Even if you own a mansion That mansion is no more than a tent
就算你在这个地方你拥有一座城堡那可能对你来说只是像一个帐篷一样
Because he was not looking for Sodom and Gomorrah.
当时亚伯兰他要去看的地方并不是像索多玛、俄摩拉那样的地方。
He was looking for the city whose foundation and architect is the Lord God.
亚伯兰当时所要寻找他要等候的是那个是有神在其中建筑有神在其中成就的城邑。
What kind of a city are you looking for?
那今天我们寻找的诚意是一个什么样的诚意?
Well, holiness is not only a destination, but also a journey.
圣洁对于我们来说不应该只是一个目的，同时它也应该是一个旅程。
But as we come today, we're going to have the Lord's Supper.
今天我们要来到主的面前，享用主餐。
And when we talk about holiness being God being holy because He's perfectly good, He's pure in every way.
我们今天来到这里说神的圣洁，是因为他无论在哪一方面都是无可指摘的。
I mentioned just a while ago when Jesus took John and James and Peter up that mountain and showed him a side of His holiness.
我刚其中举到的一个例子是耶稣在山上登山变相的例子。When
they were afraid, He touched them.
当门徒害怕的时候，伏伏在地的时候，耶稣摸他们。Don't
be afraid.
跟他们说不要害怕。And
then when I think of us, how do we become holy?
当我想到我们自己的时候，我就在想说，我们是怎么变成洁净，怎么变成圣洁的呢？
It's by that same touch of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是同样的，也是神亲自摸了我们。
You know, we studied Matthew last year.
我们去年在讲台上有学到了马太福音。
You know, what was chapter 5 to 7 of Matthew called? Anybody know?
其中第五章到第七章说的是什么？有谁记得？
What's it called? Chapter 5 to 7 of Matthew. Donald, you can't answer that one. No. It's probably one of the greatest teachings of the Lord, you know, Jesus.
它这里面第五章到第七章，其中里面教到的教导，可能就是这样的。Basically,
is a user manual on how to live a holy life, isn't it?
它基本上就是相当于总结了一下，你应该怎么样过出一个圣洁的生活。
It's called the Sermon on the Plain Sea. No,
I think. 他当时说的是登山宝训，山上面教的所有的教导。
Joanne and Laura, rescue me. It's called Sermon on the Man, there you go.
五章到七章讲的是耶稣在山上教的教导。
And if you notice, after Jesus gave that great teaching, He came down from the mountain.
如果你看到的话，你会发现，在耶稣在山上教完了之后，他下了山。
And what was the first thing that He did?
他下山之后做的第一件事是什么？
Pay attention to what the first thing He did was.
我们要注意的去看到底他第一件事做的是什么下山之后。
When He came down from the mountain, a large crowd followed Him.
他下山之后有许多人跟着他。
But out of that large crowd, He picked out one person.
但在那么多人跟着他里面，他只选了一个人。
That one person is you and me.
那个人就是你和我。
An unclean person because of our sinfulness.
因为我们的罪，我们都是不配的人。
Unable to help ourselves.
我们没有办法自我拯救。
A leper.
我们就相当于一个是患了麻风的人。
Unclean.
不洁净。
A man with leprosy came and knelt before Him and said,
耶稣下山之后，有一个长大麻风的来拜了他。
Lord, if You are willing, You can make me clean.
他说，主若肯，必能叫我洁净。
And before Jesus answered him, what did He do?
耶稣在回答他之前，他做了什么？
Did He give him a long speech?
他有给他长篇大论了一番吗？
No.
没有。
He reached out His hand and touched Him.
当时是耶稣伸了手出来去摸他。
And said, because of your faith,
他说,
you are now clean.
因为你的信心我肯，你洁净了吧？
You are now holy.
你现在就洁净了。That's
why we can be here.
这就是为什么今天我们来到这里的原因。That's
why we are here. Because of the love of Christ.
因为有基督的爱。You
know, the depth of the love of Christ is manifested when we come together to worship.
基督的爱是我们在一起来到当中一起去敬拜他的时候能体现出来的。
Especially at special moments.
特别是在那些特殊的时刻。
When we observe and participate in the Lord's Supper together.
就比如说我们在一起去一起享用主餐。
And today is so very special.
今天很特别。
With Sarah here.
因为我们有 Sarah Miller 从内蒙过来。
We began our partnership about 2006, maybe.
我们从06年的时候开始跟 Sarah Miller 一起有一个合作。
What encouraging words that she brought back.
And
with Sally being baptized today.
我们今天有Sally在我们当中 接受了洗礼。
And now together we express our thankfulness to the Lord Jesus.
我们作为一体, 我们一起为神去献上我们的感恩。
And when I was looking through the worship order today,
我今天在看我们的那个崇拜的次序的时候,
I was a little bit intimidated.
我其实有一点害怕。
So much going on.
因为我觉得哇, 我们今天要做好多事情啊。
You know, we got young people here.
我们还有小朋友在我们当中。
And thank you for your patience.
谢谢各位都那么有耐心。
Thank you everyone for allowing us to enjoy this moment by taking our time.
谢谢我们每一个人都可以在这个时候学会宁静。
And as we prepare, and I'll have Edison and the worship team lead us singing.
在我们要准备我们的圣餐之前，我们想请敬拜小组上来。
And I want everyone to have, you know, close your eyes and just as we prepare, ask the Lord to prepare you.
大家也可以趁这个时候来让主亲自进到你们的心里面，去为我们预备我们的心。
As I said, holiness is a journey.
就像我刚说的，圣洁是一个旅程。
And you know, we're thinking of the you know, the fruit of the Spirit.
我们可以想说，可以想到圣灵节的果子。
It's the Holy Spirit.
它是一个圣洁的果子。
And you know, maybe patience is something that you lack.
可能耐心是我们在圣灵果子这一块做的不是很好的。
And I said, I try to be patient, but I can't do it.
很多时候你说我也想要很耐心，可是我就做不到。
But it's not trying. It's relying on God's grace.
但是很多时候不是靠我们自己不停地去尝试，而是说要靠神的恩典。
It's training ourselves.
不停地训练我们自己。
Discipline.
要有纪律性。
If you want to learn to be patient, let me suggest this.
如果你想要学耐心的话，我想给大家一个建议。
You know, next time you're driving up on I-5 with two or three lanes,
如果下次你在I-5那条高速公路上开车的时候,
purposely pick the slow lane.
故意的去挑那条开的最慢的那条道,
purposely put, you know, pick the slower lane to drive on.
你专门去开那条开的很慢的道上去,
train yourself to be patient with God's help.
靠着神的恩典去训练你自己的耐心。
That's the best time to worship God.
那其实是最好的时间，你能够去抓这样的时间去敬拜他。
Pick the line that's the longest.
你是排队的时候找那条最长的队。
With the senior ladies, you know, with the mounds of grocery.
可能你前面就是一个很老的老太太，车上全都堆满了食物。
Holiness is something you train yourself to do.
圣洁是我们要自己训练我们自己去做的。
And that includes having quiet time, solitude.
这包括我们要一对一的和神在一起单独的时间。